Dyed black hair and facial piercings seemed dated. Goth. Retro. Niamh saw Ruairi force a hand into his pocket to retrieve his iPhone. The glow of its screen reflected briefly in his face and drew a frown that gathered between his eyes. He stared at it for a very long time before glancing, suddenly self-conscious, towards Niamh and thrusting the phone back in his pocket. There was an exodus of passengers at the Gare du Nord, but a fresh influx of bodies from a crowded platform, and it was not until they got off at Châtelet-les-Halles that she was able to ask him about it. "Bad news." He glanced at her as they climbed the steps to the street, and the same frown regrouped around the bridge of his nose. "Bad news." "Your email, or was it a text?" "Oh, that. No, nothing." He shrugged an uncomfortable indifference. "Shall we get a taxi?" The whiskey shop Paris threw light out across the Place de la Madeleine, casting shadows among the trees in the gathering gloom. Inside it seemed unnaturally bright, hanging globes reflecting light from white walls, whiskey bottles glowing amber on lines of glass shelves. The sweet smell of it permeated the air like perfume. A girl took their coats at the foot of the stairs, and they climbed to the reception room on the first floor. Harris Tweed Hebrides had imported two young island lads.